Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'm in the mood for some light reading, maybe like 80,000 pages of conspiracy theories.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. Is this like going to be one of the best days of your life?
If it happens. I mean, I don't have a lot of faith. We're recording this on March 18th, and today they're supposed to release everything they have about the JFK files, 80,000 pages worth of unredacted information, and I don't see it happening. It hasn't happened as of the midday or the end of the day from the time of this recording, so I don't know, but hopefully it does. So I just kind of wanted to talk about the history of these documents.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they are released. I think America deserves to know what happened. And so you said 80,000 pages, which we'll get to that in a minute. That's insane, but unredacted, because I don't want 80,000 pages of redacted information. So.
Redacted means like things are blacked out and missing, that they just don't give you the good stuff.
Well, I knew what that means. I'm saying
I'm explaining it to our listeners.
It's supposed to be unredacted.
It's supposed to be unredacted.
That would be great. But then 80,000 pages. I mean, I can't think of a book that I've ever read that's been close to anything like that.
No, I don't know.
All the books I've ever read in my life probably do not equal.
There's no doubt.
8,000 pages, let alone 80,000.
I'm going to make ChatGPT go to work, summarize these 80,000 pages.
Yeah.
Give me the juicy stuff.
That's why it exists. So why don't you get the ball rolling? What are we talking about?
Yeah. So that. Basically, there are these assassination files out there from JFK, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., and the investigations were sealed. So they have all this documentation that they've hidden, and now President Trump, I mean, in January, said he was going to release these, but now he's saying it's coming immediately. So they're going to be declassified for the public for all three of these assassinations.
So I guess I have a couple of questions, like, he gave this executive order a while ago, so why don't we have him yet? And why don't you just kind of walk me through, like, I don't know, what the executive order actually means and the long history of this withheld document?
Yeah, he put a congressperson in charge of setting it up. Now, I don't know why it's not as easy as putting them on a link on the CIA or the Department of Homeland Security or whatever's website, the National Archives website, but there's a plan to release them, and apparently that plan is about to come to fruition. But let's go back to 1992. That's when Congress passed the John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act. And this was supposed to be a big first step in transparency for the government to earn some trust from the American people. And this act mandated that all assassination-related documentation was to be collected into a single archive and released within 25 years from that day. Now, 25 years from that day would have been 2017, but that day came and went, and the government refused to release anything, citing national security reasons, and they extended their deadline to release it.
Let's be clear, it's not just about JFK. This is also concerning the deaths of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., because they are also shrouded in controversy. The American people have long suspected that there's more to these stories than have been told. Trump's latest executive order is an attempt to break through decades of secrecy. And I'm going to go ahead and point out, I mean, Trump was president before, and he said he was going to do this, and he didn't. Now he's reelected, and now he is. I mean, the whole thing is still controversial, in my opinion.
Yeah, now he says he is. We'll see if it actually happens. So basically what this means, he directed the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General to review all the documents related to the assassinations and come up with a plan for their release within 45 days of that executive order, which happened in January. So essentially, they created a plan to make a plan.
You mentioned earlier that that this was, this effort was made in 2017, but then it was kind of stopped. I mean, Trump was the president back in 2017, and he promised to release these files, but instead the CIA and the FBI intervened, and they cited irreversible harm to national security. Trump reluctantly complied, blocking the release of hundreds of documents. Yeah, I try to read between the lines sometimes, and I thought, does it mean that someone involved is still alive and they're waiting on them to move on to the other side of life? Like, what about this whole thing could cause an issue with national security?
Yeah, that seems like a personal security issue if it's a few people that are still around and alive. But national security, what secrets are in those documents that are going to make us vulnerable to some kind of attack? I can't wrap my mind around that. So then Joe Biden's elected, and there were some documents that were released while he was in office in 2021, 2022, and 2023. And if you ask somebody at the National Archives, they will say that 99% of the records have been made public, even though a lot of those are redacted. And that it's the remaining 1% that they're holding on to that really holds all of the interesting information.
Yeah, I want to see the 1%. And then there's the political angle. Trump's renewed push to declassify these records sparked reactions from all sides. But, I mean, think about this. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is in the cabinet now. He's the secretary of our health and administration cabinet, and he praised this decision. He called it a step forward, unraveling what he called a 60-year cover-up. And on the other hand, RFK's grandson, Jack Sculzberg, criticized the move, calling it a political stunt, and he has accused Trump of using his grandfather's legacy as a political prop.
Yeah, it's certainly been met with a little bit of pushback, which I found surprising. I kind of thought we were all on board with this. And RFK Jr. has doubled down and says that he believes the CIA was involved in his uncle's assassination. And, you know, looking at all three of these, we've covered the JFK assassination, the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination. We haven't covered RFK. That one's got its whole own element of conspiracy to it. But I think there are secrets in all these that we all deserve to know.
And it's a strong claim, right? To say that our government was involved in assassination of our own president. But it's not without basis. Declassified documents over the years have raised serious questions about the involvement of intelligence agencies, from reports of CIA surveillance on JFK to whispers of organized crime and rogue government operatives. The conspiracy theories aren't just fringe beliefs.
And we went pretty deep into the conspiracies on the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination, which happened in 1968. James Earl Ray was convicted of murder, but there are a lot of doubts, even amongst the King family. And if you're asking me, of the three of these, the most likely to actually contain a conspiracy was the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination. So,
yeah, it is. I'm eager to see if we're actually going to be seeing any documents today. And if we are, then this comes out tomorrow and it's already outdated. I'm going to be willing to bet that it's not outdated and we're still waiting.
Well, I mean, we still give information about the history so people know how we got here. So that's why we wanted to share it today. And I mean, even if it does come out, the documentation comes out before this episode, ain't nobody making it through 80,000 pages before they can listen to this 10-minute episode.
Do I sound like a crazy person if I say that isn't the government for we the people? I mean, if you pay taxes, you fund the government. And I feel like we are American citizens and we deserve to know whether our government killed one of our own presidents. And I think the fact that it's been classified for all these years, I mean, the only reason to do that in my mind is to cover up something that they don't want us to know about.
Yeah.
And I feel like we the people demand to know what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't have a government job without us. So,
so many secrets, really. And that's a fact. There are secrets. Let us know what they are. Transparency. Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm going to get us on a federal watch list, but we may be due for a revolution pretty soon.
No. not a big revolution guy. No,
we need change. I want the government to work for us, not against us.
All right, there you go. John will be taking all of your hate mail. Send that to truecrimecast@gmail.com. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.